Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Mamma Ram Goldar and Dimasekhas Chulun Daf Ein Gimel, the fourth parak, Behema Makasha.
The Zikhu Masekhas Chulun program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide.
So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Ravina says that the protruding limb of a fetus is metame the rest of the fetus. Although it would seem to be Tumas Beis Hastarim, Tumah in a concealed area, the point of attachment, Ubro Chasikokai, the protruding limb of a fetus stands to be severed. And anything which stands to be severed is considered as if it was already severed and is not considered concealed. The Gemara asks, if this specifically falls to a Meir who says in a Mishnah, called Yadus Akeum Shein Al Ruchos, regarding all handles of utensils which are too long, and one intends to cut off the surplus amount, Matbil Ad Makmida, one only needs to immerse the kli in a mikveh until the measure he intends to keep, but the extra length is considered cut off and does not require tevila. The other Tana disagrees, requiring the entire kli's immersion. The Gemara answers that Ravina's answer can conform with all Tana because chiburi ochlin kamad demifas hedami, food attachments which stand to be cut apart are considered already separated, nigiya behadadi, and the parts are touching each other. Therefore, the fetus and its limb are considered detached and not concealed and touching each other. Point number two, in the Mishnah, the Rabban and Reb Meir argued whether the shkita of the mother prevents the fetus's protruding limb from becoming tameh. The Rabban said it does, like shechita of a treifa prevents it from becoming tamei. Ramir says this is only for davar shebagufa, something which is its own body, but not for the uber's protruding limb, which is not part of the mother's body. Amoraim debate if this malchokas also applies to shechita, preventing tumah from Abraham and Dudalba, a limb which is mostly detached from the animal but is dangling from it. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says that the same malchokas applies to these limbs. The Rabban say the shechita prevents him from becoming tamei as nevela, whereas Reb Meir holds it does not. Rav Yochanan says that regarding the limb of the animal itself, divrei kol ein shechita osa nipol, all agree that shechita does not affect halachic detachment from the animal. Divrei kol ein shechita osa nipol, all agree that shechita does not affect halachic detachment from the animal. And Rav Meir would agree it is tahor. Rav Yossi bar Rav Chanina explains, Hai gufa, this Abraham Ududal is part of the shechted animal's body, but I love gufa, but that, the uber's protruding womb, is not part of the animal's body. And point number three, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said Rav Yochanan's name, Akom Vodim Shemisa Osenipo, all agree that death affects halakhic detachment for dangling limbs, Vein Shkita Osenipo, but Shkita does not affect detachment. Since Tanaim argue about Shkita's effectiveness for an uber's protruding limb, this statement must instead refer to the dangling limb of the animal itself. If the animal is shafted, all agree that the limb is considered attached and tower, and if it dies, all agree it's considered detached and not nevela. Although Eber Minachai is also tummy, this is only true for a limb consisting of bone, sinew, and meat. If meat alone is torn off, it would be tahor. The Gemara objects that the law that death affects detachment is already taught by a Mishnah, in which Rav Meir says that if an animal dies with a limb and meat dangling from it, a basar, sorry, hechsher, the meat requires preparation of a liquid to make it susceptible to tumah, and the limb is tummy as Eber Minachai, but is not tummy as a nevela. The Gemara proceeds to explain the chiddush of the second half of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. So once again, the three points are, number one, Ravina says that the protruding limb of a fetus is metame the rest of the fetus. Although it would seem to be tumas beis hastarim, tumah in a concealed area, the point of attachment, ubro chasikokai, the protruding limb of a fetus stands to be severed, makol omid lachtoch kachasuchtami, and anything which stands to be severed is considered as if it was already severed and is not considered concealed. The Gemara asks, if this specifically falls where Meir, who says in a Mishnah, regarding all handles of utensils which are too long, and one intends to cut off the surplus amount, matbil ad makmida, one only needs to immerse the kli in a mikveh until the measure he intends to keep, but the extra length is considered cut off and does not require tevila. The other Tana disagrees, requiring the entire kli's immersion. The Gemara answers that Ravina's answer can conform with all Tana because chiburi ochlin kamad demifas hedami, food attachments which stand to be cut apart are considered already separated, nigiya behadadi, and the parts are touching each other. Therefore, the fetus and its limb are considered detached and not concealed and touching each other. Point number two, in the Mishnah, the Rabban and Reb Meir argued whether the shechita of the mother prevents the fetus's protruding limb from becoming tameh. The Rabban said it does, like shechita of a treifa prevents it from becoming tameh. Reb Meir says this is only for davar shebagufa, something which is its own body, but not for the uber's protruding limb, which is not part of the mother's body. Amoraim debate if this malchokas also applies to shechita, preventing tumah from Abraham and Dudalba, a limb which is mostly detached from the animal but is dangling from it. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says that the same malchokas applies to these limbs. Rabban say the Shechita prevents him from being Tameh as Nevela, whereas Reb Meir holds it does not. Reb Yochanan says that regarding the limb of the animal itself, Dibrei Kol Ein Shechita Osa Nipol, all agree that Shechita does not affect halachic detachment from the animal. Dibrei Kol Ein Shechita Osa Nipol, all agree that Shechita does not affect halachic detachment from the animal. And Reb Meir would agree it is Tahor. Yossi bar Rav Chanina explains, Hai Gufa, this Abraham Ududal is part of the shechted animal's body, Bahai Lav Gufa, but that, the uber's protruding womb, is not part of the animal's body. And pointing with Rav Yitzchak bar Yossi said Rav Yochanan's name, Akom Modim Shemisa Osenipo, all agree that death affects halakha detachment for dangling limbs, Vein Shechita Osenipo, but Shechita does not affect detachment. Since Tanaim argue about Shechita's effectiveness for an uber's protruding limb, this statement must instead refer to the dangling limb of the animal itself. If the animal is shechted, all agree that the limb is considered attached and tahor, and if it dies, all agree it's considered detached and not nevela. Although Eber Min HaChai is also tamei, this is only true for a limb consisting of bone, sinew, and meat. If meat alone is torn off, it would be tahor. The Gemara objects that the law that death affects detachment is already taught by a Mishnah, in which Rav Meir says that if an animal dies with a limb and meat dangling from it, a basar, sorry, hechsher, the meat requires preparation of a liquid to make it susceptible to tuma, and the limb is tummy as Eber Min HaChai, but is not tummy as a nevela. The Gemara proceeds to explain the chiddush of the second half of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Ayin Gimel, and this Siman was suggested to us by Charlie Meyerson from Scottsdale, Arizona. He suggested that Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg, a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how Shechita Osa Nipol was dismayed when the animal he was using to copy from died and Hakol Modin Shemisa Osa Nipol. Once again, slow motion. When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg, that must have run off Ayin Gimel. When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Yados Kalim versus protruding limbs which stand to be cut. Reb Meir says, Kol yados akeim shen aruchos, regarding all handles of utensils which are too long, and one intends to cut off the surplus amount, one only needs to immerse the kli in a mikvah until the measuring intends to keep, but the extra length is considered cut off and does not require tevila. The other tana disagrees, requiring the entire kli's immersion. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how Shechita Osa Nipol, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Abraham Ududal, a hanging limb, and the Malchok as if Shechita Osa Nipol. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how Shechita Osa Nipol was dismayed when the animal he was using to copy from died, and Hakol Modim Shemisa Osa Nipol, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Hakol Modim Shemisa Osa Nipol, all agree that death affects halachic detachment for dangling limbs, Bein Shechita Osa Nipol, but Shechita does not affect detachment. So once again, when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle which was too long, where he was going to cut it before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb out of an animal out of eggs to show how Shechita Osa Nipol was dismayed when the animal he was using to copy from died, and Hakol Modim Shemisa Osa Nipol. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara.
Daf Samach Tes, so the Siman Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Siman. So here goes. The chimney sweep, that must be on Daf Samach Tes, soot. The chimney sweep who is peering out of a chimney into the Azor to see if its walls can be used as a mechitza for the limb of a carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the Azorah wall can function as a mechitza for the fetus of a carbon. So the chimney sweep who is peering out of a chimney into the Azor to see if its walls can be used as a mechitza for the limb of a carbon, told his partner not to drink from the milk of the Ben Pekua, whose leg was marked with soot from when it stuck out of the womb, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the milk of a female fetus, which put out its limb before Shechita. Since all milk is fundamentally Eber Min HaChai, a limb removed from a live animal, and is still permitted, perhaps this animal's milk is likewise permitted, despite its forbidden limb. Or perhaps normal milk is permitted because the Eber Min HaChai prohibition can be permitted through Shechita, whereas the limb can never be permitted. The Gemara concludes, Teku. So the chimney sweep who is peering out of a chimney into the Azor to see if its walls can be used as a mechitza for the limb of a carbon told his partner not to drink from the milk of the Ben Pekua whose leg was marked with soot from when it stuck out of the womb. as another chimney sweep marked a bechor with a line of soot at its third to try and figure out if it's kadosh l'mafreya or malkanu l'haba, which reminds us, Amoraim debate the sanctification of a firstborn animal, yatsa shlish, if a third of a bechor emerged from the womb, and the owner sold it to an idolater, which ordinarily exempts a firstborn animal from bechor status, and then another third emerged from the womb, completing the majority, Rav Huna says kadosh, it's sanctified as a bechor, and Rabba says it's not kadosh. Rav Huna holds l'mafreya kadosh, a bechor is sanctified retroactively, so once the majority emerges, it is revealed retroactively that it was sanctified as a bechor from the beginning of birth, and his sale to the idolater was invalid. Rabba holds Makanu Abba Kadosh. It's sanctified from the majority's emergence and onward, so his sale to the idolater was valid, exempting the animal from Bechor sanctification. The eye doctor who invented a new pair of glasses that can see into the womb was measuring a limb that was mostly out in a half-emerged Bechor and wondering if one can add the minority to consider it fully born, which reminds us, Rabba asked, Halchu be'evarim achar arov, do they fall the majority regarding limbs or not? The Gemara explains Rav's inquiry is, kagon shiyatze chetzi b'rov aver, where half the Bechor emerged with the majority of a particular limb. And the question is, that minority of the limb which is inside, do we assign it to the majority of the limb, considering that entire limb born, which would result in the majority of the fetus being born, or not? So the eye doctor who invented a new pair of glasses that can see into the womb was measuring a limb that was mostly out in a half-emerged Bechor and wondering if one can add the minority to consider it fully born when his assistant asked him for the glasses because he had many shilas on chatzitza regarding a Bechor being born, which reminds us, the Gemara asks a series of questions about chatzitzos in the birth of a Bechor, which is sanctified by passing through the womb. Rabba asked, Krachum Basiv, if one wrapped the fetus in pombast or in his garment, does the chetzitza present the animal from gaining Bechor status? What if it was wrapped Bishulya Acheris, in the amniotic sac of another fetus? What if the woman wrapped that fetus in her hands and drew it out? Other shalas are asked. So the eye doctor who invented a new pair of glasses that can see into the womb was measuring a limb that was mostly out in the half-emerged Bechor and wondering if he can add the minority to consider it fully born when his assistant asked him for the glasses because he had many shilas on chatzitza regarding a Bechor being born, knowing that even if the fetus dies inside the womb, it would not be matame someone who touches it inside, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if an animal's fetus dies inside its womb, and the shepherd inserted his hand into the womb and touched it, the Tanakhama says whether it's a kosher or non-kosher animal, the shepherd remains tahor. Rabbi Yosef Galili says that if it's a non-kosher animal, he's tameh, but if it's a kosher animal, he is tahor.
The midwife who was given a thick piece of cake, that must move on to iron base of. The midwife who was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tamim with the rabbanim, touching a dead fetus, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, the midwife who inserts her hand into the womb and touches the dead fetus becomes tamim. The rabbis decreed tuma on the midwife because shemiyotzi blan rosho chutzka prozdor, perhaps the dead fetus will put its head out of the antechamber, meaning the birth canal, and become capable of becoming matame without the midwife realizing. No tumah was decreed on the mother because isha margeshes ba'atzma, a woman giving birth, senses herself when the fetus's head emerges and will realize that it's matame. Still, we can't rely on her to inform the midwife since she's preoccupied with the labor. So the midwife who's given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tamei mid rabban by touching a dead fetus, listen in on an argument in the operating room that the shechita of the mother cow can prevent tumah status from a cutoff aver, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas if the mother shechita can remove tumah from the protruding aver. So the midwife who was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tamei mid rabban by touching a dead fetus, listen in on the argument in the operating room if the shechita of the mother cow can prevent tumah status from a cutoff aver, and watched how the orderly demonstrated how a hospital gown ripped into two pieces is not tumas beis hasdarim, which reminds us more discusses tumas beis hasdarim and how a limb or garment is matame as it's torn away. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do malchokas of the mother shechita can remove tumah from the protruding aver? That's on daf ein beis.
Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss whether one becomes tame if they touch a dead fetus inside the womb? That's on daf iron. Good. Number 3.
Which daf do we discuss why a midwife becomes tame from touching a dead fetus? That's on daf iron beis.
Good. Number 4.
Which daf do we know that kol modim shemisa osa nipol? That's on daf ein gimel.
Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss attached fruit which become wormy? That's on daf samach zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Torin were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have various shilas of chatzitza in the birth of a bechor? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 8.
Which daf do we discuss yados kalim, the handles of kalim, versus protruding limbs which stand to be cut? That's on daf Ayin Gimel.
Good. Number 9.
Which daf do you discuss tumas beis hastarim and how a limb or garment is metameh as it's torn away? That's on daf Ayin Beis.
Good. Number 10.
Which daf do you discuss Abraham Mududal, hanging limbs and a machokas of shechita osa nipol? That's on daf Ayin Gimel.
Good. Excellent. All right. That concludes this POW quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.